Hi, everybody. I am thrilled as always to be here to share the journey of exploration transformation with you. And I'm Yvonne McCoy, and I bring almost 30 years of entrepreneurial experience and passion for discovering growth through the power of seemingly small change. And I want to thank you for joining me because I know there are lots of places that you could be, but this is a journey of exploration and inspiration. And this week we are talking with one of my favorite people, Ron Tester. Hi, Ron.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. So let me tell everybody up front, Ron and I have a multi-year relationship. Ron at one point was my coach. Then, he became my best buddy, and now we are collaborating on some things together. And I have learned so much from him, and so it is a pleasure for me to be able to share him with you. So, Ron, tell us about yourself and about the small change and what you're going to be talking about, why it impacted how you do business today.
Okay. So I am a physical therapist by training. And about 25 years ago, I started a business knowing nothing about business. And all I knew is that I wanted to help people in a way that I wanted to, not listening to what everyone else wanted me to do. And so I did. And I didn't know a thing except how to be a good physical therapist. So I learned over time a lot of trial and error, and honestly finding good input, good coaches, how to run a business, and did that for more than 20 years. Grew it very successfully to mid seven figure business, and along the way I learned all these different things that I wish I had known right at the beginning. And as my business became successful, I had friends that owned businesses that were coming to me saying, "How are you doing this? What, help me to figure this out for myself and for my business." And so I started coaching, really without calling it coaching. I was just helping my friends, and I found so much satisfaction in it. I just loved it, and I decided I wanted to do it all the time. So I went and got a couple different coaching certifications, and I began offering coaching as a thing. Eventually, I exited my businesses, had a nice exit in 2020, and I've been doing it full time ever since.
So, over the course of these years, so let me just also add, Ron is an excellent coach.
No, thank you.
Yes, and I benefited from his expertise at a time when I was really trying to put together. I needed clarification, maybe that's the word. I had too many things and couldn't figure out what to focus on. So talk about the thing that made a difference or helped you be more successful that you didn't expect.
Well, there are a lot of things that I think made a difference for me. Initially, it was more like sales and marketing and processes and things like that. The change that I made, though, that really has made the biggest difference, and it took me a really long time, even though it wasn't a big change, it was a small change, was giving myself permission to show up as myself, right? In my growing up, I didn't know any business people, and the business people that I knew from television or whatever. And so it always felt like, there was this ideal of what I was supposed to be. And I was always trying to show up as that person. And so whether it was, mostly on television, eventually I got to know people. I never felt like there was space for me to be me in my business ownership and in my coaching. And so, I would, be on doing a video or something like that, and I would lose all personality because I just wouldn't show up as myself. I was trying to be something that I wasn't, and I was doing that with for a good purpose. I really thought that's what I was supposed to be. That's who I was supposed to be. But eventually, I just realized that it wasn't sustainable. And honestly, people didn't really know me, that people knew this shadow or this pretend me. And in the end, that didn't work for me. So the biggest change was showing up as me. Yeah.
I think it may be that may be a small change, but it is the impact of that is like a massive earthquake. And so my question to you, because people may say, well, that's not me. Because what my one of my things used to be is I'm going to take off my business veneer, that I am the person who knows things. I'm so professional. I have an MBA. But why do you think we do that? Why do you think we are afraid to be ourselves?
I think for me, it was societal expectations. I was putting on a role of what I thought everybody else wanted, right? I thought people wanted this super polished, always knew what to do, never made a mistake or whatever. And I thought that in order to be seen as authoritative or, having, knowledge or whatever, or subject matter expertise, that I had to be like that. And so I just thought, well, this is what people want. This is what I'm going to give them. Actually, I don't think that's what people want. And over time, what I've found is that the more authentically I show up as myself, people, I don't have all the answers and I'm not the authority and everything, but for the things that I know, they know that I am going to be who I am. And I think that that makes a huge difference in terms of people going, oh, I like Ron and I can work with Ron.
Well, I think, I agree with you. I think that our societal expectations, and for people who listen to this podcast, you've heard me say this almost every time. And that is, we were educated in kind of the industrial thing, and also our parents wanted to keep us safe. And so they wanted us to stay within the lines. And so you weren't supposed to stand out. You were supposed to, be seen and not heard as a kid, I mean, that kind of thing. And, people put all kinds of rules and regulations on you. If you were this kind of person, you had to do this. I mean, it amazed me. Well, it didn't amaze me. I mean, I expected it, but how many times my mom said, why don't you get a job? You've got these degrees. Aren't you supposed to get a job? And so somebody else's expectation is constantly telling you that you don't fit in. And I think that probably the most amazing thing is as we get into the informational stage and we have more information, it's the way you present that information with your own personal twist on it that makes you connect with people. I mean, excuse me. I mean, everybody teaches about change. And I remember saying to myself, well, if this person is teaching about change, why would anybody come to me? So, I mean, I'm sure you've had that kind of, feeling as well.
Right. Yeah. I think that the reality is that, in my opinion, we are meant to serve certain people, that we just are. There are people out in the world that we are called to serve. And for those people, we are the right person, no matter what. I mean, if Bill Gates is offering your services, and if I don't know, somebody else famous is offering your services, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily better at it than you are. And for certain, they aren't better at it for the people you're meant to serve. And so I just fundamentally believe that there are people that I'm meant to serve. And when I show up authentically and fully expressed for those people, then the right people will say, yeah, I want to work with Ron. And the people that I'm not meant to serve, I won't. And that's no big deal. And I think that that really helps to reduce the pressure. I don't feel pressure to perform like, oh, I have to be this or that, and I have to say all the right things. It's like, I'm going to be who I am. I want to bring the best version of myself forward, but it is always going to be me. And then the right people will say yes, and the wrong people will say no, no thanks. And I'll be okay, no big deal.
I think what kind of what you're saying is you don't have to be vanilla for everybody. Not
Exactly.
everybody wants vanilla. And I think the other part is that I think being you starts with your values. I mean, one of the things that we both agree, and we have a collaboration that we'll talk a little bit about before we finish, but one of the things we both agreed is we do not like the salesy approach of getting clients, that we want to be able to help people. And that's part of who we are. We probably are never going to be have the webinars that have 100 or 200 people on the Zoom screen. I don't want that, because I like that intimate feeling, because that's who I am,
Right.
right? And
Yeah.
so there's a place for that kind of thing, because not everybody wants to get lost in that sea of Zoom screens, right?
Yes.
And I think what one of the things that that does is it helps you to identify the things that you're good and you're strong at, and they can be, and we don't recognize our gifts. That's the other thing. So talk a little bit about, what did you discover about yourself once you decided to be yourself that you were really good at, that you had never thought about?
Well, that's a really good question. I think the thing that I discovered was that when I am more fully self-expressed and authentically who I am, I resonate with people differently and more, and I also it's like before, I was so generic, I was always trying to be kind of generic business owner, generic whatever, that, people didn't really love me, didn't really hate me. And, honestly, it was like I was a cipher. It's almost like I wasn't there. And what I found is that now people have a strong affinity for who I am when I show up, and or they don't, right? I mean, so sometimes we're like, yeah, that guy, whatever, And that's okay, right? But I think that the ability to really develop deep, meaningful relationships. I mean, a lot of my coaching clients I've had for years, right? And I love working with them, and we've become friends, and it goes much deeper than kind of a transactional, you give me X and I give you Y. And I feel like that is how I want to live. It really is. I'm not a mass market type person. I don't have that in me. I don't want 1,000 people in a, a generic webinar. I was visiting with a gentleman yesterday, and it was our first time to get to know each other, and because we'd met in a networking thing, and it was so interesting because I felt like this super nice guy, but I felt like he was just running me through his machine, right? Like I didn't feel like we were connecting. I felt like, he had a list of good questions, and they were good questions, but I really felt like I was just running through his machine, right? It's like, you stick the input here and you get the output there, and boop, and there we go. And it's like, wow, I like people. I like connecting with people. I want to know you on a human level. Sure, I want to know about your business, but I want to know about you. What turns you on? What makes you tick? What lights you up? And so for me, transitioning to more of this is who I am, I really resonate with that. And then for some people, I just don't. They're not into that. They don't want to know too much, right? It's like, give me your top three X and okay, whatever. Oh, it's all fine, but it's just not me, right? I want to get to know people. When I take on a coaching client, I'm fully invested in them and their success, and I will go just as far as I can to make that happen.
Well, I think, that's one of the things I think that you and I really share in common. And
I agree.
I think, for me, one of the things that has helped me is, one of my values is, when I meet someone, I hope that we both will leave as better people, whether we work together or not. And I always feel like, one of my strengths is that I see buried treasure in what you're doing. I come up with ideas and, opportunities and stuff. And I remember one time I got on a call with somebody, and he said, I said, "Well, what business do you want to go into?" And he said, "Farming." And I'm like, "Okay, just broke my streak." I know nothing about farming. But in the course of the conversation, just asking questions and saying, "Well, tell me more about that. Why do you, you know?" It turned out that he really wanted to go into aquaponics, and it turned out that he had a big background in logistics. And I was like, "Do you really want a local business, or do you want a global business?" It's not so much that, it's just kind of helping people to open their eyes to what the possibilities are. And once you do that, then they can decide, do they want to work with you, or is it the time, is it the right time? Because sometimes it's not the right time. And I think that's the other thing is being truthful of saying, you've got your, you haven't done the basic stuff to work with me yet. Or this, I usually work with people like this, and this is what you need to do before we can really work together. Because I think, I mean, a long time ago, I used to say, I think the reason I have the feeling about sales that I do is, you would go in, and this really dates me. Okay, you go in, and there's a lady, and the lady goes, "Oh, hun, you look really great in that purple polka dot dress," and you look like crap. So it's like, being truthful. And I think the other thing that you were talking about is, even when you don't resonate with the person, but it's a positive experience, they remember you. And so when they find somebody else, I mean, I have a couple people, and it surprises me, because at least every 2 months I get an email that goes, "I found somebody you need to talk to." And part of that has to do with that they're not their kind of people, but you are. So let's do this before we run out of time. I know that you've have some action steps, and you have a freebie. So which do you want to do first?
Let's talk about practical steps.
Okay.
So when I think about showing up authentically, I think that it's not really a light switch. It's not like, flip, okay, now I'm showing up fully authentic. 'Cause if you're not used to it's a bit of a shock. And so what I would encourage people to do is find one area where they can show up and just turn up the dial just a little bit. Be a little bit more themselves, be a little bit less. Now, I say less self-conscious. You can't really be less self-conscious, but you can act with less self-consciousness, right? So yeah, at first, for at least for me, I would go, okay, I'm going to speak my piece about this, or I'm going to, show up in this way, or I'm gonna, if I catch myself wanting to just offer a generic answer or whatever, I'm going to, take a step towards greater authenticity. And I think that for most people, my experience has been that you can't just like flip a switch and now I'm super authentic man, right? It's a slow, gradual process of getting used to it, and you take a step forward and you say, oh, nobody slapped me. Oh, nobody, people are nice, right? Or whatever it is, so that you can gradually build into it, because I think there's a lot of fear attached to it, right? If I'm stay my generic self, then they like me or they don't. They don't really know me, so they're rejecting or whatever, something that's not real. When you show up authentically and people go, oh yeah, he's not for me, that feels different, and it takes some getting used to be like, oh yeah, you're right, and we're not for each other, and that's totally fine. So I would encourage people to just think like, at the next time they're sending an email, or I get emails all the time that say, that begin with, I hope you're well. And I know that I'm sure they do, but it's just one of those generic sorts of things that I'm like, okay, I hope you're well, blah, 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 or I hope this email finds you well, or okay, just could we just make it a little bit more personal? Could we make it a little bit more real, right? I want to hear from people and I want to show up. So when I write an email, I try to show up as me and not some generic. And I'll be honest, sometimes I lapse into it, right? Because I did it for so long that, I like business speak and,
So let me just stop you right there. So you've said a couple of things that I don't think you realize how important they are. One is that you are changing a habit and a way of being that you probably have done for decades. And so it is wrong to expect that it's going to change overnight. And since we don't live in a vacuum, a sudden change like this, if you don't tell other people, is going to like shock them to like, oh my God, are they sick? Have they lost their mind? What is going on? So that's one thing. And the other thing is that change can be simple, but it doesn't always have to be easy. And the thing that I would throw into it is, as you're making the change, if you can say to yourself, where was I that I felt the most relaxed and I had the most fun? And I was, you know, because it, when you make that change, if you don't get a positive reaction, it may not be you. It may be the people that you're with are not the right people.
Right.
So, you know, don't make it one and done, you know? And sometimes you can just, you know, do something. You could take something that you do the way you always do and just make one little small change to it that it feels right to you. You know, and I think that's where going back to basics, because when we started and we were unpolished, we were probably more authentic than as we got further on in our business. And I'm finding that now with my workshop that I put back something in it that I had taken out for whatever reason. I mean, I know the reason I did it, but it's like, this was really good. I'm going back to this, you know, and I like it. And if people don't like it, then they're not the right people.
I think that combined with that, realizing that you have to be self-authoring. You have to be the one to decide this is right for me or this is not. And honestly, early on in my business career, I remember I had a business mentor, and one night I was just joking around with some friends on Facebook, and they were just saying silly things, and it was not inappropriate. It wasn't political or weird or anything else. It was just goofy, right? Just being goofy. And my business mentor actually called me and said, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "What do you mean? What are you talking about?" And she felt like it was very unprofessional for me to be goofy on social media. And I was just I again, it wasn't inappropriate or weird. It was just goofy. And she felt like it didn't present well. And at that time, it really shut me down. I'm like, oh, I can't be this. I can't do this because this isn't right. Because I trusted her judgment more than I trusted my own. And I'm not saying we should always trust our judgment. Sometimes we're just wrong, right? I mean, sometimes we need people to say, cool it. But in the end, for me, being able to say, but I believe that this is right for me, and that's sufficient. I don't need to explain myself to anyone else. I think that's important.
And I think one of the things that's important as you're saying that is there used to be a time when I didn't speak up for myself when I got my feelings hurt and stuff like that. And when I first started doing it took me so long to get the courage to tell the person. And when I first started doing it, I had to say to them, I have to tell you about the converse. Can we talk about the conversation we had 2 weeks ago? I've really been thinking about it and I'm still really uncomfortable about it. And I'm really doing this for me, you know, because I wish I had said something then. And of course, they look at you like you've lost your mind. You're still thinking about this 2 weeks later and it's this little thing. But then it got to be so it was only a week. And then it got to be just a couple of days. And then it got to be where I could say, you know, I don't, this makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't know why. Can we take a minute and talk about it? Do you know? So trusting that what's going on in your gut is really the way that you feel, and you don't have to hide it or swallow it or whatever. I feel like I feel like so much of our interesting bits have been ground down. You know, where you used to be like this little spiky ball, now you're, you know, just this round ball like everybody else. And it's time to let the spikes back out so that you can, you know, and every once in a while I do an email, you know, or a post that is really stupid, but it makes me laugh, you know, and it is, you know, and it's kind of like, hold on, okay, sorry, keep going, because we're going to run out of time to hear about your freebie and stuff. We don't keep going.
No, that's fine. So I just want to say I agree with you. And this is something that I first heard talked about probably 30 years ago. And I'm making progress even this week on that. So I'm right there with you. That whole idea of dealing with things at the time, it's like, yeah, I should do that. But I'm getting better than I used to be. As far as the freebies goes, I have a if you go to my website, you'll see I have a thing called it is called the Client Attraction Readiness Scorecard. And what it is, it's an assessment that you take, and it looks at all of these different areas of your business. Say, are you doing what you can to bring more clients in? And for your listeners, what I'd like people to do is to go to the website and they can do that, and then they can schedule a free, no obligation, not trying to sell them anything, a session with me where we talk about their scorecard, what it says, where they need to focus their attention for the biggest leverage to help them to attract more clients. Because in this day and age, I think that's what people need more than ever.
That's fantastic because clients are the lifeblood of our business,
They are.
which is why you and I will stick this in because this is also a freebie, where Ron and I are collaborating, where twice a month we are doing the Practical Client Attraction Lab, where you can just come and ask, bring your questions and brainstorm and see what you need. I usually, when I put it in the, my Sunday post, I say, come for a minute, stay for the hour.
Absolutely.
Because we're fun
Absolutely.
people. Okay. So here's the question. The question is, when was the last time you did something new for the first time?
This summer, I stayed for a month in San Diego. My significant other and I are thinking about where we want to escape when Atlanta gets hot and nasty. And we loved San Diego. So that was the first time that we'd done that. And it was awesome. Yeah.
San Diego is a beautiful place. So, guys, I hate to do this, but we need to wind this up. 30 minutes can go really fast when you're with the right person. And so, the first thing that I want to say to you is, before I let you go, is the commercial part, the part where I say to you, subscribe, share, and engage with the podcast on social media. We want to supercharge your business through connection. And one of the ways of giving back to this community is being able to do this podcast so that you get information that comes to you and you can make other connections and get free gifts that'll help you build your business. So I want you to keep coming to the One Small Change and doing this, finding shifts that are going to help your business. And you can listen to all the other episodes that are there and dive into a world of bold vision and innovative possibility. So, Ron, if you were going to give us one, some last words to live by, what would they be?
I would say that in the end, the person who matters most, the person whose judgment matters most, should be you. And if you practice it, eventually it will be.
That is great information. But I have to tell you, of all the stuff that we've gone through, my favorite from you is, how do you like to receive bad news?
That's a valuable question to ask. Yeah.
In the first coaching session that we did together, he said that to me. And I went, huh? And it kind of said, you're going to have to make some changes. And what it made me realize was that for me to be authentic, I needed to be able to receive it the way I would give it to a client and act on it, do what I would. If I got bad news, I needed to look at it the way that I'm telling my clients to. So that I didn't mean to step on your last words, but that's the one that has stayed with me the entire time. So I share that with anybody who's listening. All right. So, like I just said, change sometimes can be simple, but it is not always easy. It requires courage, resilience, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. So, join me on the One Small Change as we embark on this journey. And till next time, please stay curious. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Ron.